It's Tuesday, the 20th of June, time 12 o'clock. Present Mike Nicholson, Sue Nicholson, Jamie Lawson, and we are joined by
Anthony
Simmons.
Yeah.
Hello, Anthony. How are you doing?
Oh, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just starting off, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself? Maybe where you're from, what you get up to on a day-to-day basis?
Nothing. No? Not trying on Monday, no.
Okay, then how about we start on where you're from then?
Caldecott.
Yeah?
97 Oakley Way.
Mm-hmm. So it's just outside of Chepstow, isn't it, for those listening?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long, do you know how long you've been a part of Chepstow Main Camp for?
No.
Not too sure? Is that something Jamie could maybe help us with, do you?
Well, Anthony was involved when I started in 2001, and I think you'd already been involved for a few years. So, you know, quite a few years, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be 25, 30 years, I should think.
Yeah.
That sort of time, really.
A couple of decades, then.
Yeah. And I was looking forward to speaking to you today, because, Anthony, you live independently on your own, don't you?
Yeah.
And which is great. And you may want to talk about that later on, if you want to, about how you find that. And I know in the past you've done things with Chepstow Main Camp. Can you remember anything that you used to do? Things socially or trips?
Well, I can't think.
Okay. Well, I found some photos, and I think you used to do things like sport, but a specific type of sport. Can you remember what that was? It was part of a team.
Yeah, the Olympics.
The Special Olympics, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell us a bit about that then. What sport did you do?
The walking and the shot put.
Oh,
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah? Where did that take place?
No, we've gone back and forth to Cowent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that where you did the practicing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did the actual games take place, do you remember?
I was the only one represented. I can't say it.
That's all right. How about we don't worry about Chepstow Men Cup for now. Let's just talk a little bit about you, if that's all right. Shut that, because it's a little bit noisy out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go back to Anthony. Let's just find out a little bit about you. Yeah. What? Tell me some of your interests.
You've got one interest in common with me, haven't you? And who's that?
Elvis.
So you're a big Elvis fan, are you?
Yeah.
He's the best, isn't he, Ant?
What's the best album?
I wouldn't know any of his albums.
Love them all, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Mum, I know she goes to, is it the, where do you do it to? Tell me about the Elvis event that you both attend, because I'm not too sure.
Porthcawl.
Porthcawl, is it?
Yeah.
And what happens there?
There's loads of people walking about. There's stores about.
Yeah? So do you watch different Elvis performers, is it?
Yeah, it's. And then in the evening, then there's shows in the pavilion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a dress up or anything?
Yeah.
You got your own Elvis costume, have you?
Yeah.
Nice. Which era of Elvis? What one do you wear?
I got a gold one this year.
Nice.
With lighted up boots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
didn't know that, Anthony, because when I saw you,
yeah,
you were buying a belt.
Yeah.
Didn't know you had lit up boots. Fair play. Yeah.
So did you go there on your own?
No, Kira's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Kira's take you along?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so what else do you do? What do you do day to day? Do you want to tell us a little bit about your life, if that's okay with you?
You look after a pet, Anthony, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a cat.
You've got a cat? Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Simba.
Simba.
Yeah.
Lovely. Is that a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah? What colour is he?
Oh. It's all different colours in him.
Yeah, he's like a multi.
Yeah.
Mottled colour, is it? Multicoloured.
Yeah.
So how come you ended up with a cat?
Oh, good fancy one.
Did you?
Yeah. Something to keep me company.
Yeah.
When I'm in the house.
Well, yeah.
Nice. I've got a cat. I love my cat. They're good fun, isn't they?
It's someone to greet you, isn't it, when you go back to the house? And
yeah.
Does he like being stroked,
yeah,
and cuddled? And
yeah.
Yeah. So that's quite nice for you, quite therapeutic.
So yeah. from what I know and what I've heard, you're very popular in Caldecott. I think you're almost Caldecott's mascot.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you, don't they?
Yeah.
Am I right in saying you've just recently been on a stag do with a
yeah
a group of lads from Caldecott?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, hectic.
Hectic.
Yeah.
I think they're meant to be. What did you get up to? Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Too much hills to walk up.
Oh, lots of hiking was there?
Yeah.
Where did you go for it?
I'm long come back from Poland, and that was...
Poland, wow.
Yeah. Over there, it's different.
Different culture.
Different way,
yeah,
of life.
Yeah. In the nights, it's cold.
Good beer, though.
Yeah, I didn't drink much.
No? I don't believe that for a second.
No.
Did you do any activities?
No.
No activities? No.
No.
No sports or anything?
No.
Like that? No.
No.
Just a holiday, was it?
Did you eat the apple pie over there?
No.
Oh, they do fabulous apple pie.
Didn't like the food over there.
It's a lot of beetroot, isn't it?
Did yeah.
What did you eat when you were there?
Oh, just picking.
Yeah. Surviving on chips, was it, just to get through?
Yeah.
So, whose stag was it, anyway? Who was getting married?
Don't know.
You don't know?
Didn't know.
Just went along for the ride, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You got an invite, isn't it? So what? How do you know these group of lads? Are they friends from the pub? Because I know you spend a lot of time at the rugby club, is it?
Yeah.
Do you like watching the rugby?
No.
No? So that must be the beer then.
Yeah. When I'm at home, I was like just waiting for the Winter Olympics to come on.
Do you?
Yeah, on the telly.
Is that something you enjoy watching?
Yeah, I'm not pulling out watching that.
Yeah, nice. So going back to Chepstow Men Cap, you've obviously been involved with Men Cap for many years.
Yeah.
But you're very independent, aren't you? You basically live day to day doing your own thing.
Yeah.
But am I right in saying Jamie comes out and gives you some support?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
What type of things do you and Jamie tend to do together?
Oh, so sometimes go in the village, have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like a catch up, kind of like a.
Yeah.
What do you get from your relationship with Jamie? Companionship,
yeah,
like a good friend,
yeah,
just someone to have to talk to.
Yeah.
How's your experience with Anthony, Jamie? What type of things do you do?
Usually it is on a Tuesday, isn't it, Anthony? I usually go down and out, we do a bit of shopping or something like that.
Yeah.
A few bits and pieces that you need, and sometimes we clean out your fridge or something, and we get rid of outdated stuff.
Yeah.
And Auntie just phoned me up, you know, quite a bit. I do get quite a few calls, you know, out of Ailis from Anthony, and we have a quick chat on the phone sometimes as well.
So he's someone that's there for you then, Ants, if you need a bit of support. Tell you who else I met as well. Isn't there a bloke called John? John Bowman or John? Who took you to Porthcawl?
John Bowen.
John Bowen. Do you see him regularly as well?
On the Mondays.
On the Mondays. What do you do with John?
Well, just go into the village, have a coffee.
Yeah.
And then go back.
And again, is he someone that you can ring when you need support? Or a chat?
No, he's busy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back over the, have you ever been on holiday with Mencap at all?
No.
No? Have you got any memories that you can think of? If you were sitting, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to think of it. Can you just try and have a think of something that you used to do regularly with Mencap?
I can't think.
No, that's fine, mate. No, sometimes when you've got a microphone on, your mind goes blank, you know.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures then of you in a canoe or on a raft or something, though, mate. Was that something you did with Mencap?
Yeah, that's when Tony Byrne was your...
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's think back to that time. Let's think. So you said Tony. Can you think of any things you did with Tony in particular?
Where did you raft from?
Oh, so up in the from. Somewhere, I can't think.
Down the River Wye, was it? Did you camp?
Yeah.
Brilliant. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I just fancy sleeping. All day, of course.
It's hard work doing a raft, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then camping in between.
Yeah.
Was it good, though?
Yeah.
So was there quite a few of you there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good.
So with what we've done with a lot of other interviews, Anthony, is we've kind of asked people to break down their typical week. So starting on a Monday and then, you know, ending on a Sunday, what does a week look like for you? Do you tend to do the same things or is it always different? Like today, for example, what would you normally be doing if you weren't here?
Shopping.
Shopping on a Monday, is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday shopping, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tuesday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
My apologies. So what about a Wednesday? What's tomorrow's plans looking like?
Nothing, staying.
Just chill, yeah? Thursday?
Chill, watch telly.
Chill, so do you spend quite a lot of time at home then?
Yeah. Because if it's like too hard, I don't go out.
No, that's fair enough. So would you say it's quite important for you to see people like Jamie to get that company?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because you're quite sociable, aren't you, anyway? I know you go out in the village and talk to everyone, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what about on the weekends? Do you do anything in particular on the weekends?
No.
No?
Do you find out about events that are going on locally in Caldecott?
No.
You don't... hear about what they're having on in the village?
No.
Oh, right, okay. What about the castle? Do you ever go to Caldecott Castle?
No.
No? So you've got quite a set routine every week then.
Yeah.
You're quite happy.
What's your favourite pub in Caldecott?
Oh, I don't go much.
No? We go to the Hayway now and again. If you ever wanted to meet us up there for a pint, you're always welcome to join us on a Thursday evening. Occasionally,
yeah.
Next time maybe when we're going, I can let Jamie know and you can decide if you want to pop up and say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
Something else we've done with these interviews is we let the person being interviewed, you, ask us some questions. Is there any questions you'd like to ask us?
No.
No? That's fair enough. Okay, so say we were sat in a pub together now and we were just having a pipe. What's the type of thing you'd talk about? What conversation would you normally have?
You don't follow a football team?
No.
Don't you?
No. Like football.
You don't like football. Don't blame you. I don't like it either. And you like watching the Winter Olympics. What's your favourite event in the Winter Olympics?
Oh, just wait for the track event.
The track events. Is that because that's something that you used to do and you were interested in it? So when you did the Special Olympics then, the shot put, did you ever win any medals?
I'm not.
You're not sure?
Sure.
Well, I'll look through the photos. We'll see if there's any photos of anything.
I can't remember that at one stage you did represent Wales, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dublin. Was that for and you went to Dublin, didn't you?
Yeah. And I was the only one Wales. Chosen. And
really?
Chosen from NCAP. Yeah.
Wow.
And
I can't remember what sport it was. Can you remember what sport it was? Aren't
no.
You did? Was that a shot put, do you think?
Shot put and walking. Yeah.
Wow. That's quite an honour then, Anthony, because on the TV last week. Oh, actually, Michael was on the TV last week. And you went down to... Well,
I went to the Senedd in Cardiff, which is kind of the official government building of Cardiff. And they had those that are participating, like you did, for Wales in the Special Olympics that's being held in Berlin this year. So we got to meet, I think there was a weightlifter, there was two guys running track, there was a lady that was in...
I think it was Boccia.
Boccia, yeah. Or Bocce, they seem to...
Bocce, they call it, yeah.
I don't know if they've changed the acronym or... But that was nice. They were really proud of what, you know, representing their country, and they were going on an amazing holiday. So how was Dublin?
Oh...
Can remember that far back.
Oh. It was tiring. Yeah.
Did you fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you find flying? Do you mind?
Oh, I don't like going back and up and down the steps.
No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the bit you don't like? I just don't like flying altogether.
Have you got many? Do you collect photos? Do you keep photos at home? Have you got photos from, like, your past or anything?
No.
No? Just thinking maybe some visual things for us to look at and talk about
think.
Might be quite helpful.
Can't think.
No, that's fine, mate. Honestly, we've done a lot of these and sometimes it's just hard to think of things to say, isn't it? So what do you think of the new building that we've got here?
Yeah.
Did you come out at Christmas here? Has Anthony come out to any of our events?
Came out to the 50th birthday event, didn't you?
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah. It must have been the 2021, was it? We did that one, was it?
Yeah.
I remember seeing Anthony there. Yeah. You're having a dance, weren't you?
A few glasses of Prosecco, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah,
I think you had a couple of the spare ones as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're very lucky to have this building. I mean, the facilities we got. Do you remember the Barclay?
Yeah.
It was about half the size of this, wasn't it? I think you could fit the Barclay in the main room here.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything with Alan Bishop?
No.
No, not Alan Bishop. Right, I've got a question for you. What's your favourite Elvis song?
If it helps, you could sing it, Auntie. If it helps, you know.
Yeah, you got a microphone on now. No. We record your next album.
Me and Auntie. So, what's your favourite Elvis song?
American Trilogy.
Brilliant. Give it here. That is exactly mine. I was going to say, that's mine.
That's a good answer.
You cannot beat that song, can you, Anthony? And when you, because I saw you at the pavilion, and you were dressed as Elvis, and you were right in the front by the stage, weren't you? And you looked as if you were having a fab night. And I can see by your smiling now, because of course the recorder doesn't know you're smiling, but it's obviously a good weekend for you.
It's just lovely, isn't it, to go and watch some live music.
Yeah.
I'm off to Glastonbury tomorrow, so I'll be seeing lots of live music. And there's actually an an Elvis-themed band. So have you ever heard of the band Nirvana?
No.
No? Well, they were a famous kind of grunge band in the 90s. So it's Elvis meets Nirvana. So they play half Elvis songs and half Nirvana. It's very odd, but you'd probably love it, actually. It's
good. Yeah, he would.
So he's kind of like a preacher almost, isn't he? The lead singer. So they do Nirvana songs, but in the style of Elvis. I'd have to show you it to explain it to you, but it's very, it's good fun. I'll try and get a video if I go and see him, and then next time I see you, I'll show you. So what else have you got planned for this year? Any other trips? You've been to Poland? You going to Porthcawl?
Not coming up. Not yet. Don't know what. The end of September, I'm not sure what.
It's usually around the 26th of September, my wedding anniversary. But you've upgraded this year, haven't it? You were telling me?
Yeah.
What have you upgraded to?
Oh, it's gone.
VIP tickets, isn't it?
Yeah.
VIP, yeah. Very important, Presley.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What does that get you then?
I'm not sure.
No? You'll probably get a good view of the stage, I'd imagine, and maybe meet a couple of the performers or something like that. Lovely.
Have you already got your tickets for all the shows?
Yeah, that's the office in where Chris sorts out. It's all booked up. All paid for.
Oh, so someone books it for you, but then they make sure you can go to all the shows?
Yeah.
Lovely, Anthony, because it's really hard to get tickets for those shows. Yeah. So you must go to every show, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get sick of it?
No.
No, nor me. Do you have fish and chips on the beachfront while you're there?
Oh, yeah, I haven't tried to.
Well, the fish and chips in Porthcawl is good.
Yeah, definitely. You're close to the water.
Yeah.
And what's the high tide?
Yeah.
Do you ever go there for a show?
That's in the pavilion. That's the only
one. You go to the pavilion, you don't go to the high tide.
I'm not sure where we had this year.
No. You know where I met you? By the stalls where you were buying your belt? High tide is one of those marquees there, I think.
Not sure when somebody said the fair's going.
Yeah, that was on the news.
I don't know if it's gone yet.
No, not this year. Not this year. But they're thinking of selling off the land, aren't they?
Yeah.
Be such a shame. But the whole of that weekend, you just see Elvis's walking everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Graceland?
No.
Is that somewhere you'd like to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went there on holiday, didn't you, before?
I've been to Graceland twice.
Memphis, is it?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
Apparently his house is totally untouched. It's just as it was the way he left it. I watched one of his final performances the other day, and it's stunning. I can't remember where it was at. It's like an inside in a theatre. And he's looking a little bit worse for wear, but his voice is like better than ever. It was a stunning performance. It's Unchained Melody, is it? Is that what he does? Yeah. It was lovely.
The king, isn't he?
All right, mate. Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
You don't want to ask us anything? Because you didn't know. Had you met Michael before today?
Few times over the years, haven't we?
But yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say we see that much of each other. I say hello if I'm walking past. But.
And Anthony does really like films, and quite often he phones me up to remind me that there's a Rocky is on again or something.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, so
films.
Yeah.
Those sort of films, don't you? Nice. I get reminders when they're being repeated. And
yeah.
What's your favourite film, would you say? I know that's a hard question because I struggle to answer it.
I like them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favourite genre? Do you like action films? Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I love films. That's probably my favourite interest.
Sounds as if you're quite happy with your home life, with your cat and your films. And your cup of coffee, is it? You'd sit down with a cuppa?
Yeah, or a glass of water.
Glass of water, right, okay.
That's all you need, isn't it, is a cat and a good film. That's a night sorted for me.
Do you cook for yourself?
Yeah, I haven't been bothered because it's been too hot.
Yeah, funny enough, yeah, it does affect people, doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to
lose your appetite.
Do you in this weather?
No.
I've been forcing my girlfriend, or my fiance, I should say, to watch Lord of the Rings films at the moment. It's the first time she's actually properly paid attention. She's actually enjoying them. I've forced her to sit through them twice before, but this time I think I've Stockholm syndromed her into liking them.
Have you ever seen those films, The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?
Yeah, I've seen them, but
they're a bit long, aren't they, Ant?
Yeah.
Not your thing. No, they're not for everyone, mate. Fantasy's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Prefer something like Rocky or
horror films and stuff.
There's a newer one in the cinema at the moment. Maybe doing all the Indiana Jones things.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I look forward to seeing that. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the old Indiana Jones films.
Do you ever go to the cinema then?
Oh, it's too expensive.
Too expensive, is it? Yeah.
What horror films do you like? I quite like horror films.
I'm trying to get hold of all of Friday the 13th.
There's a lot of them out there, aren't there? Yeah. They're almost comedy, some of them. Have you ever seen Hereditary?
No.
That's one of the recent horrors I watched, and it was pretty terrifying. So if you come across that, that's worth a watch.
Halloween? Did you see the Halloween films?
I've seen them, but...
Yeah.
Not so,
obviously, you see Jamie most weeks, but this is your opportunity to... Is there anything you'd like to ask Jamie?
No.
Not at all? Could be anything. Anything
can't
you
think.
Want. No? That's fair enough. Maybe then, if you'd like to do this again at some point, maybe we can jot down some ideas or get some photos together that we can discuss.
Yeah.
Only if you're comfortable with it, though, mate.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're reaching the half-hour mark, so I think we'll call it a day there, yeah?
Yeah.
And we'll maybe do this again. But thank you very much for coming.
All right.
And, yeah, okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Have you enjoyed it, Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah? You've enjoyed it?
Yeah.
A little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Well, you're a very interesting chap to support, Anthony, so it's good to hear your stories. It's interesting.